Welcome back to Fraser 365. We're continuing our conversation today with our groups minister, Kelly Slover. Thank you for being here.
I am so glad to be here. Thank you for having me. Something that I've had to discipline myself for is just as a mother, I have four children, and I used to sort of begrudge their growing up, which, you know, you have kids and you know they're going to grow up, but it's painful for me. I would go through clothes when they'd outgrow them, and I would just cry because it was all going so fast, and I would repeat this refrain, like, time is such a thief. And I found myself kind of focusing on the negative. Mm-hmm. And I had a very wise mentor say, you know, time's a thief, but it's also a gift. Mm-hmm. And so now when I am tempted to begrudge the passing of time, I turn my heart instead to gratitude for the time that I've had, and that the blessing each day is, and just say, God, thank you for this day. It is such a gift. Mm-hmm. These children are such a gift, and just to be grateful for every day, every season.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's real. That's where the river meets the road. Mm-hmm. In real life, I think a lot of times we as Christians can talk about these particular things, especially something like gratitude. We hear the word so much, or we, you know, see it on coffee cups, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it actually works in the day.
Yes.
That's the beauty of it. And it's not just, I was thinking about this as we've been having these conversations, it's not just something that is important to God. It's not just something that's important to me, mm-hmm. As far as for me personally, but it's also important through me toward others,
yeah.
for other people to see gratitude. And I was rereading Colossians 3:17 that says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through
yeah.
Him."
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that passage of whatever you do in word or deed, and in word and deed, that's how we evangelize.
Yeah.
Right. That's
Absolutely.
How we share the faith. That's how we represent Jesus to the world around us. And the role of giving thanks in that,
mm-hmm.
Is so important. That I think a lot of times when it comes to evangelism, people think that evangelism is me being able to intelligently answer the objections of a critic.
Right.
But that's not exactly...
Like apologetics.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's not exactly evangelism. Can be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the everyday normative evangelism
yeah.
Is about representing Jesus to people in word and deed.
Yeah.
But with that verse comes this idea of giving thanks, this
mm-hmm.
idea of gratitude mm-hmm. or joy, as you were mentioning earlier. You made that connection earlier.
Yeah.
And so what role do you see... Or how would you encourage someone in sharing their faith, but doing so using gratitude and
yeah.
joy and letting people see that?
I sometimes believe, well, I don't sometimes, I do believe that the Lord uses our pain to become a platform. I think
mm-hmm.
I think Jared said that before. And so I've walked through some infertility struggles and miscarriages, and I believe that the Lord brought me through that in a way that I give thanks to Him for seeing me through, for never leaving me, never forsaking me, for putting together my broken heart, for eventually giving us these blessings of my youngest two children. And it is in that gratitude that the Lord then brings people in the midst of it, in the thick of those particular struggles, where I can kind of lead with a healed heart that's grateful for what the Lord did, and with joy, like we mentioned, instead of bitterness. And
mm-hmm.
I think that sets us apart. The world is watching, not just mm-hmm. what we say, but what we do. There's that famous quote, like, always share the gospel, use words when necessary. We share the gospel in everything, every thought, word, and deed. And especially people watch to see if Christians truly are different.
Mm-hmm.
And when the rubber meets the road, when you're going through loss or hard times or disappointments, they're watching that. And it's when we handle that with gratitude and joy that I think the world can see that it's not just words. It is a true life change, that there's something different. We are set apart. There's got to be a reason for the hope that we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so good. I do think that what you're saying is so true, because our response to the hard times, mm-hmm. to the pain, mm-hmm. It really matters. And if you know, for me, I look at the Christians who we consider heroes of the faith throughout history.
Oh, yeah.
And when you dig a little deeper, other than just looking at a list of accomplishments, you quickly find out, man, did they have struggles.
For sure. They were just people.
They were just people. They had obstacles, struggles, things going on in family, you know, obstacles to the things that they were trying to accomplish for the gospel. And yet their response in all of that, it not only kept them going, it became the greater testimony.
Yes,
in
yes.
so many ways, so many ways. And, you know, I recently had had a family member, actually a distant family member, say that, you know, church is not for normal people, for real people. And the idea behind that was this, you know, everybody just, everything's going good for people who go to church. And it's the exact opposite.
Absolutely.
It's the exact opposite. It is, it's no. It's in the midst of all the struggle, we just redirect that mm-hmm. in a different direction. We redirect it heavenward. And we have this gratitude that even in the darkness, yes. there is going to be light.
Yes, He works all things together.
All things, yes. all things. Well, again, thank you so much for listening to this conversation today. We will continue it tomorrow.
Yes, see you then.